Hello, Coshocton County. While the calendar, heat, and humidity still say we are in summer, I am starting to see signs that fall is right around the corner. The days are getting shorter, the dew is still on the grass at noon, and the sun is getting lower in the sky each and every day. Well, to lead off today, I would like to recap a great local agriculture event. Last Friday evening, our agriculture community came together to offer First Farm Friday on Main Street in downtown Coshocton. It was a beautiful evening, and we all were excited to see the number of youngsters and their parents and grandparents who took time to participate in this year's event. In total, 250 kids completed their stamp card and got their free Witz custard. I know the kids were very excited to climb into the combine, planter, and sprayer, and to see the impressive load of lumber from Millwood Lumber. Even better was getting up close and personal with a baby dairy calf, sheep, goat, and beef cow. At our OSU Extension booth, the kids got to test their agriculture knowledge as they spun our question wheel. The kids learned that a cow's stomach has four compartments, pigs don't sweat, that we have over 1,200 farms in the county, and that pumpkins are 90% water. It takes great teamwork and collaboration between the city, farmers, agribusinesses, and industry supporters to bring this event to our community. A big thank you to the Coshocton Soil and Water Conservation District for their leadership and to all who made this year's a great event. Make sure to mark your calendar for August 4th, 2023, for next year's event. Secondly, I'd like to talk about nutsedge. If you look out across your lawn, you may start to notice some weeds taking over. It seems as crabgrass is especially prolific this year. We also have had a few samples of a light green type of grass, which a few folks have found growing in their lawns. In fact, many have said that as quick as they mow the lawn, these grass sprouts up high in different places in the lawn. After a closer look, this is not grass, but rather yellow nutsedge, which is a warm season perennial from the sedge family. It looks like grass, but if you roll the stem between your fingers, you will notice it is three-sided like a triangle. Nutsedge is often considered troublesome when it appears in lawns. It grows quick in hot weather and has a distinct midvein. It reproduces primarily by small underground tubers called nutlets. Because of this characteristic, it spreads easily through your yard. If there are only a few plants present, one can simply hand pull them. If you have a lot, there are a few chemicals on the market to help control sedges in lawns. However, you will have to be patient as it will take multiple years to get rid of this weed in your lawn. Our friends at Purdue University have a great fact sheet on yellow nutsedge, and if you would like a copy of it, just give us a call at 740-622-2265. And finally, I'd like to talk about a farmland lease webinar. Yep, it's that time to start thinking about your farmland lease for next year, especially this year as there are a few new legal issues to consider. That's why OSU Extension is having a statewide Ohio farmland lease update tomorrow morning, August 11th at 8 a.m. Join the farm office team of Barry Ward, Robert Moore, and Peggy Hall for an early morning webinar discussing the latest economic and legal farmland leasing information for Ohio. Some of the topics that will be discussed during this webinar include Ohio's new statutory termination law for verbal farmland leases, how to use a memorandum lease and other lease practice tips, an economic outlook for Ohio row crops, new Ohio cropland values and cash rent survey results, and a rental market outlook. Well, there's no cost to attend this Zoom webinar, but registration is necessary. Interested folks can go to farmoffice.osu.edu for more information. Again, farmoffice.osu.edu. So just grab your morning coffee tomorrow morning and join OSU Extension for a farmland leasing webinar. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact the OSU Extension office in Coshocton County for more information at 740-622-2265 or visit us on our website at coshocton.osu.edu. This is David Marison, Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources, wishing you a good and safe day.